This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Apparently, Unilever has lost its taste for ice cream 24 years after the massive food and consumer goods company bought Ben & Jerry's. Unilever announced this morning it's spinning off its ice cream division. Ben & Jerry's and Breyers, Klondike and Magnum will be folded into a standalone business, leaving Unilever a simpler, more focused company. Marketplace's Sabri Benishar looks into the corporate strategy at work here.
What do Axe Body Wash and Ben & Jerry's ice cream have in common? Not much, except they are both owned by Unilever, and that is part of the problem.
The supply chain logistics of ice cream is completely different.
Matt Britzman is an equity analyst at Hargreaves Lansdown in the UK, where Unilever is headquartered. Ice cream needs refrigerated trucks and refrigerated storage. Having all that isn't making Unilever any more efficient. It's not like it can save on shipping by throwing the deodorant in the same freezer truck as the Chunky Monkey. Also, temperature isn't the only cold thing about ice cream these days.
So it's actually been one of the lagging major business divisions over the last couple of years.
Consumers have given ice cream inflation a frosty reception. At the same time, it's more expensive than ever to make this stuff. So ice cream has joined a growing number of businesses Unilever is letting go.
This is a classic corporate strategy for a public company.
Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
Public companies are under pressure to constantly grow. If they don't grow, people pay a lower price for the stock, and lower price for the stock means the CEO gets fired.
So Unilever and its new CEO want to chop off the parts of the business that don't add to growth and focus instead on what they're best at. They are following in a long line of companies who have expanded only to shrink.
You see all these roll-ups and acquisitions, and everybody wants to get big.
William R. Snow is a managing director at Focus Investment Banking.
So what do they do? Well, you need to diversify. You create this behemoth, and then these things get large and out of control, and they're not as profitable.
So consumers screamed, supply screamed, and Unilever said goodbye scream. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.